This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Oh, they're seething. They are seething over the victory of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She won the primary in New York, beating out this... Now, she's a Democrat, of course. Actually, she's a communist. We'll talk about that. But she's an outsider who upset this... I don't even know the guy's name. It's like a 10-term Democrat congressman, some old white guy who's been a lifelong Democrat. He's out because of Ocasio-Cortez. She won the primary spending almost no money, and she beat him soundly, even though the polls showed that the other guy had a 35% margin. But Cortez beat him by a pretty big margin. So the polls are wrong again. Democrats are going insane over this for the simple reason that she's an outsider. She's an outsider. She's in a way, she's kind of like the Donald Trump on the extreme radical left, you know, whereas Trump is, of course, more conservative. This gal, Cortez, she's like crazy leftist. She's a commie, basically. She's a commie. And she ran on a platform that basically says... abolish all immigration enforcement, just have open borders, so flood America with illegal aliens, let them all vote in elections. Basically, her platform is invade and occupy and overthrow America, all right? She thinks that government should provide free education, free health care for everyone, housing, everything, dental benefits, everything. She didn't mention who's going to pay for all that or how this is going to be any better than Obamacare, which was a total... disaster, or how she's going to prevent this whole system from collapsing into a third world healthcare crap hole, which is what these policies create everywhere else, by the way. There's no talk of that. It's just, you know, look, the girl's 28 years old. I mean, in terms of politics, she's practically a child. You almost can't expect her to know anything. She's too young to have lived long enough to really gather any real information about how the world works. I mean, she's so young. She wasn't even alive when the Berlin Wall came down. How could she have any perspective at all on what works and what doesn't work when it comes to forms of government and entitlements and benefits and all that stuff? She has no idea. But I tell you what, she's going to get an education very quickly in what fails, because Venezuela is a great example of socialism at work. Venezuela is what she will create in America if she gains power. Oh, and by the way, she wants to run for president. Yeah, a 28-year-old communist wants to run for president of America. No wonder the Democrats are freaking out. She will lose. Americans don't want a commie in the White House. I mean, most Americans don't. A few radical left-wingers do. But think about this. Venezuela. Let's visit Venezuela to understand how Cortez's policies would affect America if they were implemented here. You see, leftists, Democrats, they always run on this idea of, let's just give everything to everybody. Let's just have free everything for everybody. Free education, free healthcare, just free money, just free, you know, phones, Obama phones, whatever. Just give out everything to everybody and we'll create a utopian society. That's what they start with. And in their hearts, they might not even be evil at first. They're just like, we want to have a society where everything's free for everybody. So that's what they try to create. And then it comes time to try to pay for all that stuff. Now, Democrats are economically illiterate. They don't know how money works. They can't do math. They don't understand finance, debt, compounding interest, none of that stuff. So they're morons when it comes to economics. They think money comes, I don't know, grows on trees or falls out of the sky or something. Turns out you have to confiscate that money from other people first in order to give it to your people that you're trying to get votes from. So the more stuff you give away as a government, the more you have to confiscate from the people who earned it and then turn around and give it to people who didn't earn it. This is the essence of liberalism, the essence of socialism and communism, Marxism for that matter. It's using the power of government at gunpoint essentially to coerce people to confiscate their money and then give it to people who didn't earn it. Now, what happens when you do this is, of course, you destroy any incentive to work and produce anything at all. Why are all the factories shut down in Venezuela? Why haven't they been able to produce even toilet paper for 4 or 5 years? There's a shortage of toilet paper. Why are they not producing, you know, breakfast cereal? Well, they took over the Kellogg's plant down there, the government did, and they ran it into the ground. Same thing with the, what was it? I don't remember the company name, who used to run the paper factory that produced toilet paper and tissue and all that stuff. They ran that into the ground too. Because they tried to take the wealth, they tried to confiscate it from the producers so they could give it out, or basically take a lot of it for themselves and then give out some of it to other people, to their voters. So as Cortez has yet to find out, this economic model doesn't work. All the people who were producing things, which created the abundance and created all the money and wealth, all those people either stop working or they get arrested or they flee the country. All the qualified people are fleeing Venezuela now. You know, the oil executives, the factory operators, the logistics experts, all those people, they've left Venezuela if they could. I mean, a few are still left behind, but most of them are gone, long gone. And so the productive members of society flee, leaving behind the unproductive members who want all the free handouts from government. So government becomes then increasingly broke and bankrupt at that point, which means they have to confiscate more wealth from the producers. And so then they start taking over all the farms. They start stealing land. They start stealing gold and precious metals, stealing safe deposit box goodies that people have locked away. Start seizing bank accounts. All of this has happened in one form or another in Venezuela. This is what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, this is what she would end up doing. Because inside every smiling, well-meaning liberal is an authoritarian tyrant who wants to demand that you obey them and that they have the right to take what you've earned so they can give it to their supporters. Ultimately, all Democrats are authoritarians. They're all criminals on the inside. No matter what they look like, no matter how nice their smile, no matter how charismatic they are like Obama, on the inside, they're all criminals. They don't want you to be free to lead and live your life in the way that you think is appropriate. They want to tell you what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do, and how much you're going to have to give them to not be locked away in a government prison. You see, that's what liberals are all about. It's just taking your stuff, you know, confiscating your productivity, limiting your growth, regulating you into oblivion if they don't like you, and then telling you that if you go against them, you're going to end up in prison. That is Venezuela. That is socialism. That's Marxism. And that's Ocasio-Cortez. That's exactly the kind of policies that she would bring into the United States. It's very clear. She wants class warfare against white people. She wants race wars. She thinks white people are bad people just from being white, just based on the color of their skin. She thinks America is a bad place for having a border. Shouldn't have a border, she thinks. Just overrun the country and then let her run it so that she can be in charge of everything. Of course, she'll run it into the ground. You know, Democrats will turn America into Detroit or Los Angeles, for that matter, or, you know, better yet, Venezuela. That's really where they want to put the country, is in a place like Venezuela, where you have these large numbers of impoverished masses, you know, voters who are poor and destitute, entirely dependent on government, so they keep electing more socialists and more communists to give them more stuff while they're kept down by the system. And then you punish the business owners, you punish the inventors and innovators, you punish Wall Street, which is also something that Cortez wants to do. You punish the producers in society, and what they end up creating is a collapse for everyone. But they stay in power, and they don't care how many people have to suffer as long as they stay in power. That's what Democrats have told us. They don't care. Crash the economy. Cause mass poverty, mass starvation. As long as they stay in power, then that's okay with them. Confiscate guns from everyone, except their government people, of course, who will use those guns to come steal your farm, steal your home, steal your business, take your money, take your gold, and lock you away or shoot you in the head if you resist. That's Cortez. That's the kind of government that she wants to run. And we've seen that before, and it doesn't work. it fails. It leads to tyranny and collapse every time. Just look at Central and South America. Just look at it. Just look at Venezuela. Just look at Cuba. Just look at North Korea. It's all the same story over and over again. This is what happens when you take away individual liberty and you replace it with big government that's pushed by people with smiling faces saying that we know better than you how you should live, and we're going to tell you how to live, but you have to give us half of your money or three quarters of your money so that we can spend it wisely, because you don't know how to spend your own money, and we're going to throw you in prison if you don't agree. That's Cortez. She's a Marxist. She's a communist. And she won't ever become president, for sure. Anyway, check out more news on what's happening in the White House at whitehouse.news. And read my main website, naturalnews.com. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.